Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version, Friday, November 26, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Christians are reporting persecution in the secular nation of Turkey. Middle East Christian Television wonders how ministry will be affected by changes in the Middle East. And ministry to the poor in the U.S. reaches out during the holiday. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Turkey, where officials pride themselves on being totally secular. However, AYA Network's Rody Rodehaver says Christians have reported varying levels of persecution and harassment. Rodehaver says there's hope that could change.
Turkey is wanting to become part of the European Union and have gone through some of the early processes in seeing that happen. And in the first part of December, there will be a decision made by the European Union as to whether or not they would move forward and get on a schedule to become a full member.
Which means because Turkey wants to be a part of the EU, the attitude could be more kind.
Part of that process would mean that Turkey would need to allow for more diversity in their religious sector. And what that would do for the Christian churches would allow them to have more freedom to practice their faith.
Rodehaver urges prayer, as a refusal could also mean harsher conditions. Next, it's been over 2 weeks since the death of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Sat7's Terry Ascott says they're still waiting to see how his death will affect peace in the Middle East and beyond.
It's clear that Arafat was isolated and incapable in the last few years of helping be part of the solution to the problem. But on the other hand, his departure has opened the door for a very uncertain future for the Palestinian people, their leadership, and the way in which that leadership would be able to negotiate a peace with the Israelis.
Others are wondering how ministry and the spreading of the gospel may be impacted.
This is really a very local thing. I don't think that his departure from leadership of the Palestinian Authority is going to really have any impact outside of Palestine for the near future, in terms of certainly the way ministry is done in the region.
Sat 7 is a Christian satellite television service encouraging believers in their stand for Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. The rapid church growth in Asia, Africa, and Latin America over recent years has challenged how North Americans do missions. People are often more receptive to missionaries from the two-thirds world than to North Americans or Europeans. Steve Strauss, the U.S. Director of SIM International, explains.
When an African or a Latin American or an Asian comes in as a believer in Jesus Christ, that catches some people off guard because it blows apart their stereotypes and they can't say that the Christian faith is just a European or an American faith. I think that's one of the reasons that folks from other places can be especially effective in world evangelism.
The future of missions is in partnership with indigenous missionaries, says Strauss.
Because of the way the church is growing around the world, I think it's important not just to send out missionaries in a traditional way, but to realize God's raising up hundreds of sending centers of mission around the world.
Next, while millions of Americans celebrated their Thanksgiving holiday with the traditional turkey dinner, thousands of poor people went without. However, here's Life Inner City, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, tried to make a difference for a few families. Here's Life distributed more than 24,000 boxes of love to families all over the country. These boxes contained enough food for a family of six. These boxes were distributed by local inner city churches, giving them a chance to share Christ. And it's called Mars Hill Cafe, and Grace Ministries International is praising God for how he's using it to minister to those who frequent it. According to Craig and Sally Branvoid, their fellow workers are reaching 2,000 people each month in Australia. Of these, 25% are return customers. Pray for those serving at the cafe. Pray that as they show love and acceptance, the customers will see God's love in their actions. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've been hearing the stories, and now you can see them. A free copy of My Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You'll see the faces of many Russian orphans and get the tools you and your church need to help them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.